Another hour of this ride with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, appropriate for you to hang around. A lot of good medical news, important medical news, and we have the usual components of this program. Your call is most important at 888-553-7536. I'm going to start by being the patient. I had recently, this could be named that drug again. Recently, I had an impacted tooth extracted because it was way gone, further than anybody could. It just couldn't be repaired. So I was very pleased with myself. I didn't take any drugs. I took some ibuprofen to release the swelling and the pain first couple of days, and that was it. Stitches came out on their own. And about 4 or 5 days ago, I started not being able to open my jaw all the way, to the point where if I'm eating a sandwich, it really hurts to open my mouth wide enough to put the sandwich in. And the doctor put me on amoxicillin. And so that, I'm wondering, he said that before, when I had the problem, before he was able to take the tooth out, he put me on that. And then there was a pain medication called, let's see if I can pronounce this right, hydrocodone. All right, that's, well, it's just ibuprofen, I'm guessing. All right, so the bottom line is I can't open my mouth, and it's it pains me when I do. Does the amoxicillin get rid of the pain or get rid of the problem with what he said is an infection because some food may have gotten down in there while it was healing, while the stitches were there? That make all that make sense to you?
Well, it sounds like there's an infection in there. The amoxicillin is a penicillin type of antibiotic, and certainly any complication of doing any surgery is subsequent infection. It sounds to me like that's what's going on, and to try to get you through the pain of the infection, he gave you some pain medicine in addition.
So the amoxicillin will get rid of the whatever the infection is?
Hopefully it will. Sometimes, as an initial treatment, that's a very good first start. You should be getting better as the course of the antibiotic goes on. Did he give you, what, 1 or 2 weeks of it?
He gave me until it's gone. It looks like, I don't know, how many pills in there? Yeah, it looks like it's about a week.
And has it, it doesn't sound like it's all resolved, has it?
No, it hasn't. It resolved, the amoxicillin resolved it when I first had the problem, and it was messy before he had the tooth taken out.
So you've finished the course of amoxicillin, and you're still having the pain, obviously. So it's time to go back to the dentist, and sometimes they need to clean it out because it's
not draining on its own. Yeah. All right. That's not a pleasant prospect, but...
No, I don't want to make your day, but don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
And the problem is that you want to get this drained, as if it needs to be drained, as quickly as possible, because it just smolders on itself and it gets even worse and more messy.
Yeah. All right, we don't want that. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Tina writes, after we were talking about people having panic attacks, women, and their discomfort. I've forgotten the exact. We were talking about women who are anxious. I think that was the term we used, depression, that sort of thing.
Anxiety disorder, panic attacks, panic disorder.
And this woman wonders whether meditation, practicing meditation for those who have suffered panic attacks works.
Absolutely. It's worth a try. There's no harm, and it's a great stress reducer. And relaxation training, any method that you can use, is worth a try. And you may be able to avoid some medications.
888-553-7536. Anything's worth a try.
Yoga, progressive muscle relaxation, all of these are worth a try. Any of these relaxation techniques.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Tina. Here is Peter from Geneva, New York, on the air now with Dr. Ken. Hi, sir.
Good morning. My question is in regards to white matter disease. About 3 years ago, I found out after I was in the hospital for vestibular neuritis, after they did some brain tests or whatnot, that I had matter disease, and I was just kind of wondering if this is, you know, a condition that I should be worried about, or is there any kind of supplements or anything that I can take to kind of stop the progression of the disease? And also, is there anything I can do for the lingering side effects from the vestibular neuritis condition that I had?
Well, are you asking about vestibular neuritis or white matter?
Well, I was just kind of asking about both. If there was, you know, if I should be really, really concerned about the white matter disease, and if there was anything that I can do about the lingering effects of the vestibular neuritis.
Let's talk about dizziness, because I would imagine that you suffer from dizziness, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the ear does two things. Not only does it help you hear, it also keeps your sense of balance. You know, it has like a three-dimensional gyroscope there, if you will. That's the vestibular apparatus. It helps to tell your head where it is in space in terms of all three dimensions. And when that process is not working possible, it can make your life miserable. And
yeah,
that's
very quickly.
Yes, and that's what you're suffering with, this vestibular neuritis. And it needs to be treated, and I hope you have a good ear doctor. There's a number of things that can be done. You can reposition some of the building blocks of this apparatus. You can do some work with some really good therapists who can do some inner ear conditioning. And sometimes this can be due to anxiety, but it doesn't sound like it is in your situation. Sometimes it can be due to vestibular migraines, and this is a whole nother area of very specialized care that's needed. You just have to deal with an ear doctor who's very trained in that area, and there are treatments with therapy, with manipulation, and with various drugs. And you know, that's really as much as I have time for you to spend on that with you. The white matter issue, you know, that's the connection between the neurons, the nerves themselves, and where the spinal cord comes in. And do you have any specific disease? You know, often we think about multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease. Do you have any specific disease, or were you just told on often we see this on an MRI or a CT finding, and then it just scares the patient when they read their own report? Is that what happened with you, the latter?
That's exactly what happened. I went in and I wanted my medical report, and I was reading over it, and that's what it said.
Usually this is just an area of the brain that's affected by a chronic condition, like I don't know if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. This is often what this is due, and it can lead in the most severest forms to things like multiple sclerosis, Wilson's disease, and even Alzheimer's disease. But what I would do is don't panic. This is one of the dicey facets of reading your own medical records. And I always give my medical records to my patients if they want it. But sometimes, you know, you might be unhappy with what you ask for. And sometimes a little knowledge just can make you crazy. So don't overreact to this. What I would do is just get your risk factors, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the sugar, intact.
What about the weight?
I'm sorry?
What about your body weight?
Exactly. Is your height a little short for your weight?
No, I'm 6'4". I was at 386.
Okay, well, there's the issue. That's what's going on here.
I'm down to 220 now. So.
Absolutely. Peter, congratulations. Great. But that's going to keep this from getting any worse, because that's probably the trigger of all this. And I would imagine that you've been checked out and they've diagnose no chronic neurologic problem.
Actually, I mean, I don't have insurance, so when I went to the hospital, I went to the emergency room, and I really don't have a primary care physician or anything like that.
But you're not having any neurologic symptoms other than the dizziness, correct? You're not having any weakness?
Rolling my eyes back. Every time I kind of roll my eyes back, I kind of get lightheaded and
Do you have double vision?
Once in a while, yeah.
You do. Peter, you do need to get yourself checked out, and you know you need to see a neurologist and make sure that this is not something more concerning.
So, but if he doesn't have insurance, then what's the solution? The byproduct of where we are now in our world is
Are you a vet, Peter?
No, sir.
There must be a health clinic in your area, a public health clinic. And how come you don't have insurance? Do you work?
And right now I'm unemployed.
What do you do?
Basically, I mow yards and do kind of landscaping work, just for day to day kind of thing.
Can you look for? Is there work available, or can you move to get on some sort of? Are you physically able to work?
I feel that I'm physically able to work.
So you don't you don't consider yourself disabled at this point.
No, but I'm a stubborn guy, so people might want to.
The nice thing is you don't need a passport to move around America. Move, go, travel to where there's jobs. There's jobs, there are jobs available all over this country.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, you need to help yourself there, Peter. 888-553-7536. I guess the first step to doing that is calling Dr. Ken. It's 18 past the hour. Good day weekend.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Are you joining in? Why not? You know, so often when you go to children, and they're always so happy, they're always clapping their hands, they've got this wonderful song that I just sung. Do we do that as people and humans and grown-ups anymore, as adults? When did we stop being happy? When did we stop clapping our hands? When did we stop smiling? Well, a long time ago, and that is unfortunate. Every day when we wake up, every time that we do something, every time that we have the opportunity to excel, to be part of something, to be part of a group, to achieve something, we should be as happy every moment of our life as we were as children clapping our hands. Sing that song to yourself all day. Clap your hands. Walk into the office, walk into the job, walk back at home, and say, today I'm happy. Today I'm clapping my hands. Join me in my happiness. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who wants to buy a high? Oh, yeah. One broken lover. Medical advances, part of the focus here. The Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert here in this hour, and he's available for your calls at 888-553-7536 to Tiffin, WTTF. And Linda's listening there, one of my favorite places. Most everybody knows that about Heidelberg and me. All right, Linda, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Hi, what do you have for Dr. Ken?
Well, I recently went to the doctor and had some blood work done. And I was concerned about my cholesterol because it does run in my family. I received my cholesterol results, and the doctor told me that it was extremely high. He prescribed me some Crestor, 10 milligrams, and his number one concern was, one, to quit smoking, which I'm now on day five, and also to lose weight. So I've lost 7.5 pounds in 1 month's time, and like I said, I'm on day five of quit smoking. So my concern is the results that you get from Crestor. I've noticed that it causes liver damage and deteriorates your muscles. So I did some research online trying to find a way to lower my cholesterol naturally without having to take this medication. And I came across a website that talks about metabolic syndrome. And after reading through that information, it sounds more like I have a metabolic syndrome problem than I do just the cholesterol.
Boy, Linda, let me help you out here, because if ever a little bit of knowledge could be dangerous, you know, I'm glad you're reading, I'm glad you're concerned, but I really have to correct you in a few misunderstandings that you have, okay? And I mean that politely, but let me help here. The issue with cholesterol is that one size doesn't fit all. Cholesterol is an issue depending on your risk of getting coronary artery disease. And we don't treat everybody to the same levels anymore. If you are at high risk of having coronary artery disease, the number one killer of Americans, it leads to heart attacks. Or if we know you have plaquing, we can determine that by doing calcium scores. We can do that by doing CT angiograms or even a heart catheterization. If we know you have plaquing, then we need to get you even lower than if you don't already. If you're a smoker and you're obese, you know, you're at least intermediate risk and maybe intermediate to high risk. How much smoking have you done?
For the last 20 years, I've smoked about 10 cigarettes a day.
Okay, half a pack a day for 20 years. So I wouldn't be surprised if you have some coronary disease. I would get at least a calcium score. Are you having any symptoms?
No.
Okay. What would be very helpful, because you want to know whether you should be on this drug or not, because you're worried about the one in a million person who gets liver problem with Crestor, or the very rare person who gets a severe muscle problem. I'm more concerned about what's going to happen without the medication if you're going to have a heart attack and die at a young age, Linda. So there's risk of taking it, there's risk of not taking it, and what the statins do, and they gave you the strongest statin, so your numbers must be quite high. The statins don't only lower cholesterol. That's what's key. They also, they dramatically decrease the inflammation that's in the circulation. These plaques are due to a combination of excess cholesterol and excess inflammation. The inflammation causes them to rupture, and that's what leads to a heart attack. So a lot of the alternative treatments, there really isn't anything as good as the statins for decreasing the inflammation in the circulation. So one size doesn't fit all. You have to do this on a case-by-case basis. You have to determine risk, the risk of not taking the medication versus the risk of taking it. Because if you don't take it, the problem's going to grow and grow and grow. If it is a problem, and you don't get any benefit once you stop it. So what I would do is you may want to talk to a cardiologist here because you have risk factors for coronary artery disease. I hope that you don't have diabetes, high blood pressure, or a family history. The metabolic syndrome is usually 3 out of 5 of obesity, high cholesterol, pre-diabetes, high triglycerides, and low good cholesterol. 3 out of 5 of those, that's the metabolic syndrome, and it's going to lead to having early heart attack if you don't treat it. What would be very good is for you to know more information, getting even a calcium score, and if you have hard plaque, that's a good reason to definitely treat your cholesterol down to under 70 with a statin. But this is a very complicated question that you have, Linda, and you need to talk to a cardiologist who deals with prevention and risk stratify you, okay?
And there are some good ones. Go to you probably go to Mercy anyway, to the doctors out there, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's the place to go. It's a good new hospital. They'll take good care of you. Linda, good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Somebody responding to our discussion of the cholesterol drugs. Here's Sherry. I'm a pharmacist. We were talking, you didn't hear us, about employers who are forcing people to take cholesterol to blood tests to see what your cholesterol is. As a risk, this lady says she's a pharmacist. Can and cholesterol levels are none of any employer's business. They have no right to force anybody to take a test.
I was saying the same thing. They may want to offer them and then do it confidentially just to keep them healthy, but these obviously should not be part of the determination of who gets a job.
I disagree. I think if you have your own business and you want to make it a precursor, then that's up to you. One way or the other. It shouldn't be up to some government edict. If you don't want somebody who's got high cholesterol working for you, that should be your
based on
choice.
An individual basis. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
888-553-7536, half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
After the hour now, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert. We have a broad-ranging group of interesting topics here today. Somebody emailed me a question about blood sugar and vinegar, and whether vinegar, we have these various, I've taken it now. I'm kind of remember. There's a particular brand of it. I didn't even sell it in the dairy store. Cider vinegar. That's what it is. Is that good? It makes sense that it would be good for you.
It's good for you, but I doubt it's going to do much to the blood sugar. But it's worth a try. Get down to ideal body weight. Eliminate the white flour products, and then see where you are. Get a hemoglobin A1C. Make sure it's under 5.7, unless you're diabetic under 7.
All right, Brian, here's Dr. Ken's advice for you. Back to the calls, 888-553-7536. Michelle in South Carolina, how may Dr. Ken be of service to you, ma'am?
Hi, good morning, Dr. Ken. I'm 45 years old, and about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C. Settled in my liver. I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. I've been clean for a year now.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But my family doctor, I'm in the same boat as the man that called earlier. I don't have insurance. Pretty much this my mother's doctor that I go to, and she pays out of the pocket for me, but I was wondering, he couldn't give me too much of an idea of what to do to, other than I need to see a hepatologist, which I can't afford that, but he has me on milk thistle. Is there anything else that you know, and I wanted to know, other than blood transfer, and of course, possibly sexual transfer, that I need to be very aware of not to contact anyone.
Right. Michelle, so you mentioned a few possibility of things that could be affecting your liver. So you don't have cirrhosis from the alcohol. You have actually hepatitis B as your primary issue. And I guess, you know, we have to worry about all these other things. Is it the alcohol or is it the hepatitis B that's the major problem?
He said I had hepatitis C.
Hepatitis C.
C. That's what the doctor, I had to go to the emergency room one time, and I didn't have my alcohol, and that's when I was on it really bad, and I was shaking, felt like I was having a stroke or a seizure, and went to the emergency room, and that's when the doctor came in, and he told me that my, he said, you have a drinking problem. I'm like, well, I'll drink a little bit, and he came back, and he said, your blood alcohol level was 3.8. I think that's more than a little.
Right.
He said, you know, that they had programs that they could get me into, but I did it by myself. And I'm trying to get better.
Right. Let me sneak in here because I commend you for trying to get better. Hepatitis, you know, is an alphabet soup, A to Z. Hepatitis C is the kind that, fortunately, we now have a way to check the blood from. Often was given as in transfusions. Do you know how you got the hepatitis C?
No, I don't. I mean, that doctor I saw in the emergency room said that it could be that type is like sharing needles.
Yes.
I've never done anything like that.
Did you ever get a blood transfusion? Did you ever get a blood transfusion before 1992?
No, I haven't.
In rare cases, sexual contact can cause this, and that may be the cause. It's either shared needles, a blood transfusion, or organ transplant before 1992 when we didn't have tests to screen the blood, or in rare cases, sexual contact. The real issues here are, you know, ending up rooting, damaging your liver cancer, cirrhosis, and the alternative treatments that you're asking about. There have been small studies on milk thistle. Usually they have mixed results. There's really no alternative medicine treatment that has absolutely been proven to be helpful in preventing or treating hepatitis C. You need to get yourself into a big pool, a big group insurance if you can work, because this can be very expensive treating. I would urge you to get to a job where there's a big insurance plan and you get yourself on some health insurance.
Right, because the last time I saw my doctor, and see, is there anything...
I hate to be tough here, but why can't you work and get yourself into a group health insurance plan? Because that's your solution. You know, you may dodge the question, but that's the only way you're going to get well and get healthy here, because you may need some aggressive treatment. The drugs are expensive. If you're going to need liver transplant, that's expensive. And if you don't get into a big group, you're never going to get the solution you need. And, you know, you can dodge my tough love here, but that's the solution here.
It is the solution, Michelle. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Amazing how people are in denial and they want you to underscore their own.
I don't mean to be tough on her.
Some people need to be tough. I'm not as patient with people who are alcoholics as others, because I saw what it did to my mother between tobacco and alcohol.
Well, they didn't kick you out of medical school if you had that bedside approach.
That's why you're here. Yeah, because you got a better bedside approach than I do. I don't want to kick them in the butt and, you know, look at yourself. You know what it is? It's all, and this, I turn the softer side now. It's all about,
you know,
loving.
I'm teasing you.
I know you are, but you're right to a certain extent. I have little tolerance for people who abuse themselves like this, because you make choices. You start smoking young, and you don't listen to the advice of people who are a lot smarter than you are. I guess that's the way of the world. But then you and I, who have taken care of ourselves through our lives, are asked then to pay for those who don't take care of themselves under the current operating system. When you go, we all know people who take care of their health by going to the emergency room.
Doug, don't you think, and the doctors listening, the nurses listening right now, you know, we have to be polite all day, 24-7, 365. You don't think all of us, at some point during the day, we see self-inflicted problems, and we don't want to just tell it like it is? There was a doctor who did this about 2 years ago, you know, screamed at people for being obese, and they wanted to put him in jail.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you make all these choices yourself. You choose to smoke. You choose to drink. You choose to do drugs. You choose to eat things that are inappropriate. You choose not to exercise. You choose all of these things. And then you wonder why you're in the shape that you're in. And sometimes it goes too far. There are a lot of different things that mitigate it. And not all of us, none of us perfect. I am certainly far from it. As somebody said to me once, they thought I was an arrogant SOB because I am direct when it comes to stuff like this. It is without recourse. The things that you do to yourself, you can, if you figure it out, you can make your own corrections and often fix your own problems. It's like people who have who are allergic to gluten, and yet they keep taking it, and they wonder afterwards they have celiac disease, and it gets, you know.
I think one size doesn't fit all.
No.
You know, somebody like you, you have to be direct, but some people, you start out direct, you're going to lose them immediately.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. No question about it. 888-553-7536. I guess that's why I'm not number one, Ken. That's the problem. Chris is in Virginia, Minnesota, up with Dr. Ken now. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I had a question about 4 months ago, I started having some pain in my left hip. And the doctor told me something. I says I had snapping hip syndrome. And then he referred me to an orthopedics man who told me it was just plain a bursitis. Well, over a little time now, I'm seeing that I've had pain in both legs and weakness. Sometimes it feels like I'm on pins and needles. Sometimes it feels like I'm on fire. But I'm also having, you know, problems with memory and, you know, simple things that I know every day, I'm forgetting.
Chris, let me jump in here because you have what I think needs to start off with a good head-to-toe physical with an internist and then a referral to a neurologist, because you may have something more systemic, more affecting your whole body, maybe an inflammatory illness and, you know, not specifically one joint involved. That's what it sounds like to me. And let me just help you. Go see a great internist who loves the real challenge, who will do a head-to-toe physical, do some lab work on you probably, and if that internist can't identify it, we'll then send you to a neurologist and get this taken care of. You do that, call me back, and if they can't figure it out, then I'll have the information from you to help you get to the next step, okay?
Sounds like good advice. 888-553-7536. Let me just go back to what I was saying a minute ago, if I may. I just went to a website that I frequent about what it is that in all of us makes the ability for us to make the right decision, the wrong decision, our consciousness. We have control over our personal thoughts and our emotions and our health and our well-being. And it's what choices you make. It's all about choices. It's not that you can't undo things, the mistakes that you make, because we all do it. Some people can get deeply into the level that it takes to get you through some of these things, and some people need help. That's why we're here, to help you out. But sometimes if you don't want to help, you want Ken to fix everything, and it doesn't work that way.
My magic wand doesn't always work.
No, it's a two-pronged approach, but you have to get into it yourself. I mean, I guess the first step is acknowledging you got a problem, and you call here. But then afterwards, we have every once in a while somebody who will fight with Ken about what he's telling him to do. Hey, you know, you're the one who calls, and you have the problem, so let us help you. If you don't want to listen, then don't call. That's as simple as that. If you're so stuck in your ways that you can't imagine changing. Oh, I've done this. Remember the woman who called a couple of weeks ago? She was blaming everybody in the world for her problem, and it was her problem.
The buck stops everywhere else. And often in medicine, to get to the best result, it's sometimes one step backwards to go five steps forward.
Yeah. Think about your life and you and whether you like yourself and or love yourself. That's part of the identity question and answer here. All right, more of your calls. A lot of good calls waiting. We'll get to you as quickly as we can here. Good day weekend, good day health with Dr. Ken.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Stumped on how to spruce up your child's room? Help is here. You can easily create the perfect kid-friendly space by connecting to the power in color. Renowned designer Genevieve Gorder has tips on how to design your child's room or nursery.
Color really has the power to transform a space and set the mood for a room, and paint is a great way to incorporate color. For children's rooms, don't be afraid to bring in a sophisticated palette. Look for paint that has no VOCs and is mold and mildew resistant, like Valspar Plus, which is certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Also, try to build your child's design sense by incorporating heirloom, vintage, or adult furniture pieces that would fit in anywhere else in your home. These are pieces that your child can grow up with and bring with them.
Do you have any tips for storage?
You can easily conceal the chaos of toys with upholstered boxes, wooden crates, canvas bins, or even a vintage steamer trunk.
You can make home designing fun, not overwhelming. For more kid-friendly tips and color inspiration, visit ValsparPaint.com.
888-553-7536. Let's see here. How about we try a conversation with Jack, who's in Washington, Missouri. Jack, we have a couple of minutes for you here. How may we help you out?
Yes, I was talking to the gentleman earlier. My brother-in-law had esophageal cancer, and they took out the nodule, and he had his chemo, and he got through that. And now it's basically he's come back with, he's got lung cancer, and I don't know, I've heard that the esophageal cancer kind of goes all through your body.
But what's your question for Ken?
Well, I just was hearing on the news about these kids that had leukemia, and they took their blood and they reconfigured it.
Right.
And cleared, and they're actually cured of their leukemia. Now they're waiting to make sure that they don't have anything else.
So do you want to know whether you could help him by doing the same thing for your...
Well, that would be possibly an option.
It's not yet in the future. That's hopefully we'll be able to use the immune system for more cancers. This was just for a blood cancer, leukemia, not for the kind of cancer that he has, but hopefully in the future.
So there's hope in the future. And that's quickly the Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend. Again, this is a very important epistle that Ken writes and edits every week. You can go to DougStefan.com or DrKenShow.com and sign up for the newsletter. What's the focus this week?
Latest news related to mental and emotional health, Doug.
Yep. And we hear a lot of those people who have mental and emotional situations, they are part of what we come across every week, as a lot of your medical problems either come from the stress that's in your life or maybe create stress in your life. So you got to learn to deal with those. The physical doesn't work by itself. There's mental, emotional, all that stuff, physical. 51 after the hour.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The doctor is in for a few more minutes and taking calls. Am I going to yell over the music, Michael? 888-553-7536, okay? Let's visit with Greg, who's in Ramsey, New York. Greg, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, doctor. I, every once in a while, have a butterfly-type feeling in my chest every couple of months for maybe a couple of minutes, maybe up to 15 minutes. I got a history of a high calcium score and high blood pressure. I'm 56, and I'm a little worried about it, and I was wondering what your advice would be.
Well, you're having what doctors call palpitations. You have a high calcium score, so we know that you have some coronary artery disease. You have some other risk factors. You know, my first concern would be that you have a circulation problem to the heart. I'd want to do either a stress test or a CT angiogram of the coronaries. That's what I'd want to do first. I want to get your blood pressure under control, your cholesterol, your sugar, get down to ideal body weight, don't smoke, caffeine, fatigue, and stress avoidance, so that you're not propelling your heart to beat irregularly, and also make sure your thyroid's not overactive, Greg.
Okay.
And stay away from supplements. Your next step is to get yourself to a heart doctor and make sure that they check out your circulation, make sure it's not too severely blocked. Call me back after you do that if you have any questions.
Why would you tell him not to take any supplements?
Well, he should take some fish oil, 1 to 2 grams
magnesium,
a day.
Magnesium, that kind of stuff?
He should be on a – well, it can't – I don't know what his – I don't know enough about him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has any kidney issues before I give him magnesium. If he doesn't have any kidney issues, some magnesium wouldn't hurt. But there's many causes, and what he's describing – most likely he has a coronary problem. Magnesium will help with electrical instability, not a plumbing problem.
Got it. That's a great explanation. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Mary in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, you're on.
Hi.
In about 2004, I lost my mother and the man I was going with for many years within 3 months. And, been anxious and depressed.
And this just,
especially
this
when I'm home alone.
And this
not
weight,
when I'm out.
Mary, this weight just has not lifted you. You've had chronic depression?
She calls it, the doctor calls it clinically depressed.
Okay. Have you been on medications? Have you had or talking therapy?
Yeah, well, I've talked to a psychiatrist. I've talked to some therapists.
And obviously, and have you been on, have you been, Mary, listen, because we're running out of time. Have you been on medication?
Yeah, Effexor and a generic Xanax.
Bear with me. Because Effexor is the gorilla of the antidepressants. There's two things. I would go to another psychiatrist and make sure they have the right diagnosis. And that's step one. If another independent psychiatrist has no relationship, different hospital, different town than the first one, confirms that it's depression, then your next step is electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, because the meds haven't worked. But I would not do that. I would not use ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, until I reconfirm that the diagnosis was right. And if it's wrong, then get the specific treatment. Mary and Oshkosh, let us know after you have this evaluation how you're doing.
Quick call. We got about a minute for Paul in Rainier, Minnesota. Paul, please go ahead quickly with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. 5 years ago, I had a double hernia repair on the right side and still getting like a pins and needles sensation, and also the right side of the privates are numb. There's no, sensitivity there. Is that a general outcome of that surgery?
Hopefully not. I don't know whether you have some nerve damage. Was it a complicated? Did you have strangulation, incarceration, or a lot of pressure there?
No.
So you had a pretty routine repair?
Well, I was told it was...
All right. I would get another surgeon to take a look at this, make sure that independent second opinion, make sure it was done properly, make sure that there weren't any inappropriate things that were done, you didn't have any nerves cut, things like that. That would be your next step.
All righty. Thank you.
There you go. Boy, look at all the people that we've helped today, and we can always help you. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Or me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. A lot of very important things, questions answered here today. Hopefully you benefited from it. Don't forget to sign up for the email newsletter at either DrKenShow.com or DougStephan.com. Just look for Dr. Ken's picture, click on that, and you will be all set. Information is the power. Once you're informed, you move in, hopefully, the right direction.
Be well, Doug.
Dr. Ken, you be well as well. 59 after on Good Day Weekend, Good Day.